Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM in the Greater East Side. The city administrator for the city of Sela is under fire from progressives in the community after he dared to criticize the political organization Black Lives Matter, calling them a neo-Marxist group, which, to be fair, Black Lives Matter activists openly claimed to be. Don Wayman is the administrator, and he joins me now. Don, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So the issue is a little bit complex because there's a lot of moving pieces, and it's developed over the course of the last week or so. Take us through how this all started. It happened, I know, at a meeting in which you made some comments that upset some folks.
Actually, it was at a Black Lives Matter protest in the city of Sela almost 4 weeks ago now. It was kind of like a triple witching hour there. We had a high school graduation that day. Mm-hmm. We had cruisers that were in town who were mostly diametrically opposed to the protesters. Approximately 100 protesters came into town marching down the street. It was a peaceful protest. They were shouting their slogans and so on. And they stopped at our civic center and began protesting and using their signs and, you know, saying their slogans. And I was parked across the street, and there was a city council member, Deputy Mayor Holly Cousins, parked next to me. I didn't know who she was. Mm-hmm. I didn't know her by sight, and she called me over and asked me a couple of questions, asked me what I thought about it, and I said it looked like a communist indoctrination. And then I think she asked me something. It was very loud because we had engines revving on one side because the cruisers weren't happy with the protesters. The protests were shouting on the other side, and she asked me words to this effect, did I expect trouble? And that's when I said, oh, you know, we don't have much trouble in Sela because we have the highest per capita concealed carry rate in the state. And I said it in jest, but that's a true statement, by the way.
And I heard there was some kind of accusation of you maybe padding your chest to...
That simply wasn't true.
Yeah.
That was an embellishment. So, supposedly her father said, well, we must be communists, too. I did not hear that. I just simply walked away, didn't think much about it. I thought it was pretty innocuous. I walked away. Protest finished, everybody went home, and suddenly she's Facebook posting about my racist comments. And that precipitated an interview with the Seattle-owned Yakima Herald. Mm-hmm. And they asked me some direct questions. I considered no commenting, but it was Holly Cousins said this, Holly Cousins said that, and I'm an old Marine Corps colonel. You know, I'm going to call it like I see it. I maybe the honey badger of city administrators. I'm just not going to put up with that.
Yeah.
And I pointed out what I know. I know it's a neo-Marxist organization. I know that their presuppositions are false, that there's systemic injustice in this country, that the judicial system is canted against them, and that's not true. You have to take that as a supposition, and it's not. If you just peel the onion a tiny bit on the Black Lives Matter protesters or on the actual ideology that the Black Lives Matter movement follows, it is revolutionary. It is an intent of destroying our nation, destroying the underpinnings of our Constitution and the economic underpinnings of our country. They want wholesale change. They want us to forget our history. They want us to vilify the great things that were great men and women that preceded us, which is an absolute falsehood. They want to it's very similar to the Maoist cultural revolution that was, you know, done back in the last century, which, of course, resulted in horrific human tragedy. So I see them for what they are. I can sniff them out. I've dealt with and fought against tyrants my entire adult life. And these young people, in my estimation, are very poorly educated. They do not truly understand history.
You're talking about the greater protesters who are involved in the movement.
Greater protesters. I put them in three categories, these protesters. You've got the real ideologues, and there's not that many of them. They shout slogans. They work on the emotions of individuals. And then you got the thugs, the looters, the robbers, the people who assault and even murder. And they're opportunistic. And then there's the third and largest category. They're the people that are willingly led into this situation based on emotion, based on a lack of reason, and based on hopes. So,
and actually, the language you used during a council meeting was devoid of intellect or reason, which some of the protesters took particular issue to, including a middle school teacher who showed up to one of the protests calling for you to essentially be fired or to step down. And they're saying, look, we're not devoid of intellect or reason. So what say you?
I say if they came back to me and said, hey, it's not a neo-Marxist organization or movement because, hey, if I'm not spot on, tell me why and tell me how. Instead of objecting and saying, hey, I'm a teacher, you're wrong.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. Please explain to me, a teacher or a professor or Maoist or cultural Marxist, please tell me what's wrong with what I said. Moreover, please tell me what's racist about what I said.
Well, and the person you're referring to, at least one of the people you're referring to, is quoted in the Yakima Herald as Kayla Lally. She's a Sela middle school teacher, and she said to them, as the mother of two black children, I can't trust Donald Wayman as my city administrator. So regardless of your political positions on this and whether or not it's accurate or not, it doesn't matter. You have 100% the right to say it, and anyone who wants to come up and try to take away your job as a city administrator or anything else for simply expressing an opinion is ridiculous. But for the folks who say that because you hold a different viewpoint than they can't trust you, what's your response to that?
I would say they would need to judge me by my actions. If they have objections to my political viewpoint and they don't trust me, please point out any time in my life where I've been racist or been accused of racism. And I spent many, many years in the Marine Corps, almost 27 years. I don't challenge anybody to talk to any Marine that ever worked with me. They would laugh. They would find that quite funny. They might say, yeah, that Colonel Wayman, he hated everybody. But they wouldn't say I hated anybody based on a particular color. You know, I have, and of course that organization values an individual based on what they bring to the organization as far as skill sets.
So Don, where do you stand? And I'm sorry, because we're running low on time. Where do you stand right now as the city administrator for Sela? Obviously, there's the calls for you to step down. I don't anticipate you deciding to do that.
Yeah, but I work at the pleasure of the mayor, and I have her full confidence. She has put out a proclamation putting that out. The city council had a meeting, a special meeting last Wednesday, and nobody made a motion to censure me or even discipline me because there was nothing to discipline me for. So that's where I stand. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to take a knee. I'm here if anybody wants to have a rational discussion about this with me. I'm at their disposal.
Is Sela the city changing demographically, at least ideologically? Because it feels like we've been getting more of these stories, and I can never tell if it's actual residents of Sela who are showing up and getting angry, or if it's from outsiders.
No, I think that's definitely misunderstood. That's just not true. That the city of Sela is turning out in large numbers. That's just not the truth. Lots of outsiders. I've had hate mail from West Palm Beach, Florida. I mean, they've got quite a network. I've had people signing petitions for me to go from Canada. So, just little old Sela city administrator. Yeah. Never thought it would come to this. I thought I'd be worrying about water, sewer, parks and recreation, police departments, and fire. But now, now it's changed.
I'm glad that the mayor has your back. Again, you're not taking a position that is outside of mainstream thinking. It certainly may be uncomfortable for some folks on the left, but for folks on the right, I don't think they'll find a lot to disagree on. They might find some of it to disagree on, but not a whole lot of it. We've been talking
And let me tell you.
Yeah,
let me
tell you this 20 seconds.
Sela is not the quad at Evergreen College. Freedom of speech, freedom of thought is not some monolithic thing that must be enforced. Okay? We have not gone that crazy yet. And we need to be very careful across our state, across our country, not to allow that tyranny of thought, that tyranny of action to actually take hold in our communities.
Well, fingers crossed that that doesn't happen in the city of Sela. Don Wayman is the city administrator, and he joined us this afternoon. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rancho, 1-800-465-8770. If you want to join the conversation, when we come back, we're going to check in with a member of the president's 2020 advisory board to get a law enforcement reaction to the calls to defund the police. We'll get to that and so much more right here on The Jason Rancho.